By now, I was an adept solo traveller, skilled in the nuances of navigating the world alone. I arrived in Sydney and had just checked into a hostel with a reasonable reputation. I entered the dorm room and felt a wave of relief crash over me. Although a little warm in the heat, it was clean, bright, and had a window overlooking the city. I threw my heavy backpack next to the only available bunk out of six. Thankfully, it was a bottom bunk bed. I never did enjoy being on top, knowing a stranger was always beneath me whilst I tossed and turned in my throes of fitful sleep. I was having one of those restless episodes now. Taking advantage of the alone time, I tried to get an early night. I cursed myself for being a light sleeper. The dull thud of the hostel bar and the occasional bursts of movement from fellow residents pushed the comforts of sleep further away. My body also rebelled, hot and sticky in a pair of panties and vest. My skin felt clammy with sweat, and as I writhed and wriggled in the bed, I was suddenly struck by an urge. The heat was bringing forth a new energy. I smoothed a hand over my thin white top, nipples erect even in the midst of my fever. Here I was, 6 months into backpacking. I hadn't fucked anybody yet. Wasn't that part of the fun of travelling? My last fuck back home felt like years ago, and I hadn't masturbated in weeks. I was finally alone. Why was I wasting my time with sleep? I breathed in, tracing my fingers along my stomach and over my damp panties. Teasing the hem of my underwear, I let the intrusive thoughts win. I craved cock. In my pussy. In my mouth. I imagined a cock teasing my lips and slid my fingers over my swollen mound. I gasped. I wasn't going to last 5 minutes at this rate. I froze as I heard animated voices outside. Distant to start with, then closer. Fuck, it was my roommates returning. Typical. The lock on the door clicked. Quickly, I threw a sheet over my semi-naked body and turned to my side, intrigued to know who I was sharing with. Shadowy figures bustled in, clearly tipsy and unable to remain quiet, fumbling around in the darkness. Shh, there's somebody else in that spare bed. You're going to wake her up. Her? Have you seen her? She looks quite hot. Shut up, Felix. She'll hear you. I smiled to myself, hearing their words. The light from a street lamp outside shone into the room, providing enough light for me to observe them. As my eyes adjusted to the new shapes in the gloom, I caught my breath. Fuck. They were all guys. The thrill of being surrounded by young guys in my predicament only added to the excitement. The throbbing increased as I lay there in the presence of five guys, unaware of the predicament I was in. Amongst the whispers, I heard British accents, which made me feel oddly comforted, being from the UK myself. The idea of them finding me attractive didn't help my neediness. I inhaled deeply, the intoxicating smell of aftershave mixed with alcohol filling my nostrils and making me throb even more. I froze, eyes half open as they tore off their clothes, getting ready for bed. Waves of lust washed over me as I watched in secret. The guy that remarked at me being hot was sharing my bunk bed. Felix, was it? He stood in front of me, only his bottom half visible. He had slipped off his clothes and was wearing nothing but a pair of tight boxers, giving me the perfect view of the outline of his cock. And Felix appeared to have a big and girthy one. Maybe it was the sudden presence of guys or the fact my pussy was soaked and aching to be fucked, but I let my horniness take over. I tossed the sheet aside and let my legs drop open, my knee grazing Felix's leg. He froze, unable to tell if he could see me. I watched his cock closely. The transformation was fast. He was hard. The thick and full outline of his cock was enough to make me salivate. I couldn't control myself any longer and let my hand slide into the hot, sticky gift waiting inside my underwear. A group of fit and horny guys watching me touch myself suddenly became very appealing. "Oh, fuck," I heard one of them say. The whispers and giggles subsided. The room went silent. They all peered in my direction. The touch of my own clammy fingers on my slippery clit was overwhelming. I caught one guy's eye in the top bunk opposite. I whimpered, putting on a show as I fingered my slippery cunt. The eye contact was like foreplay. He was dark-haired and handsome, his jaw clenched, eyes gawking at me. "Suck his cock," he whispered. "What the fuck, Rupert?" Felix said. Despite his protest, Felix remained motionless, his hard-on revealing his true thoughts. Without hesitation, I sat on my knees and pulled Felix's cock out, the instant feel of his hard length wrapped around my slender fingers causing me to lick my lips. It was clear to me now. This is what I wanted. No teasing. I needed to suck. I slid my mouth over his tip and straight down his shaft. The full and thick feeling of this new dick inside my mouth caused my pussy to gush immediately. Felix's moans were followed by exasperated gasps and grunts as the other four guys watched. I looked around as my head bobbed on Felix's cock. Rupert was stroking his dick on the top bunk, a look of lust on his face. Three figures approached, their dark shadows like apparitions as they moved, until they came close enough for me to see they too had their cocks out. "Fuck," I mumbled through moans. Felix's cock was one of the biggest I'd ever taken in my mouth. Spit and drool dribbled down my chin as he released his cock. I gathered the mess on my face and shoved my hands into my panties, rubbing my lips and clit vigorously. Without thinking, I took another cock in my mouth. This one had a huge head. I took my time licking and sucking the tip, enjoying the thick sensation filling my mouth. The subtle change in taste made me want to taste more. I felt someone pull at my panties, yanking them off in one swift motion. Hands pushed my hips onto the bed. I didn't stop sucking. Another one entered my mouth, this one smaller but girthier. I felt a tongue on my pussy and groaned even louder as I worked. I looked down. Rupert was flicking his tongue on my clit. Another cock presented itself. This one was even bigger than Felix's. I gagged as he face-fucked me. A big hand encased my head and guided me onto him, my drool and pre-cum dribbling everywhere. I released the huge dick and clambered onto all fours and stuck my ass out. "She wants to fuck. Look at her. Needy slut," a voice groaned. "Is that right? You want a good fucking," Rupert asked. He was standing next to me now. I nodded and gasped as I saw him. He was the biggest I'd ever seen. "Fuck, yes, I want it. I want all of you. Use me, fuck me senseless," I begged. Rupert's cock twitched as I spoke. I grabbed it with both hands and stroked as I sucked, marvelling at the amount of pre-cum I was sucking off already. I could barely fit the tip in my mouth. I swirled my tongue rapidly, gathering up his sweet cum as he pumped. Rupert's cock popped out as I gasped for air, feeling a hot, wet sensation at my rear. One of the guys was licking my asshole. I felt a hand rub my clit and another on my tits. I built up fast and let out a whine as I came, gyrating my hips in waves of pleasure. "Good girl. Fuck, We haven't even started yet, Rupert said as he moved behind me. I can only assume it was his tip I felt rubbing up and down my entrance. I bit my lip, watching four guys stroking their cocks for me as he teased my throbbing hole. Then at once my head spun and my body was charged with pleasure. His fat and full cock had penetrated me completely. I had never felt so full. Fuck, I screamed. Mixed moans and groans filled the room. Someone laughed, another one grunted, the sounds of their wet, sloppy cocks being stroked as they watched my needy cunt being filled turned me on even more. I was going to come again. Don't stop sucking cock. Let me see you working those dicks, Rupert commanded. I would do anything he asked as long as he kept impaling me, touching my insides in places they've never been touched. Obeying, I opened my mouth. I grabbed hold of another and stroked, loving the ease of stroking the slippy, wet flesh between my fingers. That was it. Another orgasm came. I mumbled, spit and pre-cum dribbling down my chin. Rupert was back again. He fought his way through and clambered onto the bed, laying back. Instinctively, I straddled him, lowering myself onto his massive beast. A tiny whimper escaped me once more as he filled me. I leant over so he could suck my tits. His face up close was gorgeous, dark skin and black hair, exactly my type. I rotated my hips up and down his length, watching for his reaction. Oh, fuck. Your pussy is so tight. Keep stroking my friends. I want to watch you work, he instructed. I grabbed two dicks and stroked hard and fast, slamming my soaking pussy up and down Rupert's cock. I slowed down. I felt a new sensation. My asshole being teased. Placing my hands down aside Rupert to steady myself, I looked at him, my eyes revealing my apprehensiveness. He placed his hands on my shoulders. You want this, right? To be filled in every way? He asked. I nodded, admitting to both him and myself how much I did want this. I had fantasized about being fucked in this way for a long time. Good girl. Now relax. I want to see your face. I inhaled deeply and felt my muscles relax. Closing my eyes for a second, I bit my lip as I let the guy behind me ease the tip inside. I opened them and locked my gaze with Rupert's. My mouth parted, letting out a whine as the guy entered me. A loud groan echoed behind me, followed by more sounds of excitement from his friends. Gently, he eased in and out. I was well and truly being fucked now. Look at you, getting all your holes fucked. Do you like that, little slut? Rupert jibed. I rolled my eyes and opened my mouth, unable to form the words. There was no need. Another cock was shoved straight into my last open hole, finishing me off again. I came in silence, feeling my ass and pussy tighten around each cock. Unable to express the feeling of pure ecstasy, every part of my body being pleasured in this way. The guy at the back couldn't hold back either. The pounding stopped and sweet hot cum shot inside me, filling up my ass. He cried out as he came. Immediately after, I felt Rupert throb inside my pussy. I watched his face as he also came, thrusting upwards as he shot his endless cum inside me. I felt the guy behind me remove himself. Rupert watched me as I felt cum drip down into my pussy and his dick. Feeling like such a slut, I carried on sucking off the dick already in my mouth whilst the other two stroked. Good girl. You're not done taking cum yet, are you? Rupert said, stroking my tits and flicking my nipples. I shook my head. At that moment, the guy in my mouth let out a deep, guttural cry, releasing straight into my throat. I swallowed like a good girl and grinned. The other two guys followed, spraying their cum on my face and tits. I was drenched. I climbed off Rupert, shaking from the unbelievable reverberations of pleasure. I grabbed my towel and cleaned myself as the other guys crawled into their beds. Rupert sat up on the bed next to me. "What's your name?" he asked. "Ivy," I smiled, unable to get over just how good-looking he was. "Hi, Ivy," a few mumbles in the room. Swirls of conflicting emotions hit me, a sudden need to shower and a desire to be alone to take in what had just happened. I had only just arrived in Sydney and had started my journey with one hell of a bang. As reality crept in, I felt a hand on my back. Rupert had covered me with a sheet. "Ivy, join us for breakfast tomorrow? You can, well, you know, get to know us a bit better," he said, a huge grin on his face. There was a gentle murmur of agreement from the guys in the room. The warmth in Rupert's eyes and the gentle touch of his hand on my back made me realise something. These guys were going to look after me. How could I resist?